The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and guess who's with us this morning?
I have arisen from my sickbed.
No, you were getting better, actually. You were out of your sickbed a couple
last
of days
week.
Ago.
Yeah, beginning of the week.
Yeah. I'm glad you're feeling better. I really am.
That was...
I'm sorry you missed the holidays.
It was...
Brutal.
It was brutal, and it was depressing.
Yeah.
Because this is our grandson's first Christmas, even though I know he won't know I wasn't there. It's still, I was not a happy camper on Christmas, let's put it that way. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. That's good enough. That's good enough. So, all right. Well, we've got a couple callers on the line. Let me say this. If you want to get a ticket for the Tom won last hour, we're going to give two tickets away this hour. And if you tried to get some last week and didn't win, you know, you're welcome to call back in and try again. Well, I think, I'm not sure how many we got, but we'll give them away until they're gone. We have Pete on the line. Good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Hello, I'm doing great. Nice to talk to you.
Man. How you been?
I'm doing great. Not fishing enough, not getting outdoors enough, but I'm getting up the highway. I'm doing the Garden Club show with Alan Summers at 7 o'clock and had a nice chance to call you. So, anyway, I had a question. Did you hear that they were seining, just counting fish around the mouth of the chop tank? About a week and a half ago, and they netted a 24-inch tarpon.
No, I didn't hear that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I wish I'd have caught it. Doesn't always work that way.
Yep, tarpon are a little bit rare. Yep, Fred, our buddy from Aircraft Heating and Cooling, called in, or texted me this morning. He said, "I think this is a mill roach." And have you ever heard of a mill roach?
No.
There's some in Delaware. They call them mill roaches, but what he sent me was a picture of a big golden shiner. People that fish for bass use shiners, live shiners sometimes, and they, you know, when they're at the end of the day and they got two or three in the bucket, they dump them overboard. And in a pond situation, I used to catch them as a kid. In a pond situation, those golden shiners would get to be a foot long. And, so he caught a bunch of those, and I don't know where he was fishing, so that's pretty cool. So, but there's some odd stuff out there, no question.
Yeah, that's what makes fishing interesting.
Yep, you never know.
I went in the rain last week. I went over to Dover just for a ride and took 10 pictures of some pond signs and then the loading ramps and the Delaware ponds.
There you go.
Got my licenses, got my stickers for my boats, getting everything all ready to roll. Unfortunately, I'm doing the radio show with Alan. Then me and a friend of mine, Carol, are going out to the Fredder Fishing Show out there.
Yeah, good. Well, stop by and see Bay Country Crabbing Supply when you go out there.
Okay.
Have you ever been to that shop?
He's in Edgewater, right?
Yeah. You ever been there?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, good shop. Nice little shop. So.
Good guys. Yeah. And I got to miss tomorrow's fishing because I'm going to church. So.
Sure.
Catch the next warm wave, but hope to chase some yellow perch here soon. So anyway, just say, hey, Rob, I'm glad you're feeling better, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for being there for us.
All right, Pete, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
See ya.
You too.
Yep. Let's talk to Glenn from Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good, Rob. Here she's percolating a little better now.
Oh, yeah. I feel much better. Actually, I sound better this morning than I've sounded all week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so far, no luck on the deer. I went yesterday and didn't see a thing.
Yep, me too. But well, I saw some in the evening, but I'm not looking necessarily for a doe right now. Maybe later in the season I'll take one, but maybe not. So,
yeah. I heard it was either a fox or a coyote yesterday evening, but that's all I did. And yesterday morning, everything four legged was a squirrel.
Wow. Well, we'll have to get Chris over there with you if all you're seeing is squirrels. That's his target right now. So,
Chris can stay out of my backyard, though.
No, Chris can't shoot any of our squirrels. We have too many. We have too many unique squirrels here.
I would like to get into the ticket contest, but I haven't found anybody else that's going, and I'm not driving up there.
Right.
That traffic.
Yep.
I like to stay where it's low traffic.
I hear you. Yeah. It's a crazy time up there. No question. No question. So, well, good luck. You going out today?
Yeah, I'm kind of heading out now.
Well, good luck out there, buddy.
Good luck.
Let us know.
All right. Take care of y'all. God bless.
Thanks, Glenn. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's talk to Jeff on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Robin and Chris. Hope everybody's feeling well. And I'd like to enter myself in a contest for the tickets, please.
You got it.
You got it.
Okay. Thank you very much, and have a good one.
You too, Jeff.
You
thanks.
Too.
Take care now.
Okay. See you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
See you.
Let's talk to who's the next caller?
Robert, I think. Hold on. I got it right here.
Robert. Good morning, Robert. How you doing? Hello, Robert.
Knock that radio down.
What? Somebody with you in the car. Where'd Robert go?
I think he had a little technical malfunction. He'll call
back. Robert, call back. Somebody turned your radio down, I think.
He told him not to knock it, and they turned it off.
Yeah, he turned me off.
That was Jeff. We've got Robert waiting.
Oh, so Jeff. Okay, I got it. That was Jeff.
All right.
Hello, Robert.
Robert?
Robert.
Robert Lost. Hung up.
Robert right. Hung up. Robert's not in the contest.
All right, let me see. You've got people calling in.
All right, hang in there.
Busy morning.
Yeah, it's busy. Well, people want to win tickets. They want to talk. They're going hunting. It's, you know, firearm season.
Oh, I think it's great. I'm not complaining.
Oh, I'm not complaining either. I love talking to people. I do.
If not, we're in trouble for having this kind of...
Well, it saves me from having to do any research.
It saves you from having to talk to me.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, we mentioned them earlier. They're in Edgewater. They have everything for recreational and commercial crabbing and bay fishing tackle, too. They've got the location right there in Edgewater, but they also have a new hunting room. Complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows and a lot of accessories and a little bit of clothing, you know, like gloves and hats and stuff. So Bay Country Clothing is Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Bay Country Clothing, good God. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. You kind of get wind down through there, and you're almost out of town there on the left-hand side. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. Today, Bay Country Crabbing Supply will attend the Frederick Saltwater Fishing Expo. That's at the fairgrounds in Frederick. For more information, give them a call, 410-956-0300. 956-0300. Attention, Waterman, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com is their website. Do we have anybody on the line there, Chris?
Yes, we have Jeff.
Well, Jeff is back.
It's a different Jeff.
Oh, different Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Jeff?
Yeah, thanks for calling WCBM. How are you this morning? This is Jeff. I'm down from the Eastern Shore calling in.
How you doing, Jeff?
Okay.
I'm doing well. I'm heading up to Baltimore this morning.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah, this weather's turned a little bit here, but everything's been nice this week.
Well, glad to hear that. And you wanted to get in the contest for the tickets, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Perfect. Well, you're in there. So where do you live on the Eastern Shore?
I live right before Tillman Island in a town called Sherwood.
Know it well.
We know it well, that's for sure,
yeah,
in Talbot County.
It's nice down here, right through, go through St. Michael's, and I moved down from East Baltimore about 6-7 years ago, and what a difference.
Yes, it is, no question about it.
Alan knows that feeling.
I know that feeling very well, yep. I love it down here. So.
Yes, sir, it's fabulous. All right, well, I got to roll here.
Keep rolling.
I've always been listening to your show ever since I was hunting down here years ago.
Well, I got it. Well, I'm an old man, so and been on a long time. So thanks for listening, buddy. See you
all
later.
All right, always will listen, man. You have another good year. Thank you.
Thank you, too,
bye,
Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye-bye. How we doing there, Chris?
And Robert called back.
Robert called back. Good morning, Robert. How you doing, Robert?
Good morning, Alan.
Were you experiencing technical difficulties?
Oh, my God. And I use my guy's name because this is Bob.
Okay, Bob. Oh, I know Bob. Hey, Bob. How are things in Bob world?
Well, things are really great until I messed up with this phone. But anyway.
That's all right.
I have a list of things I was going to tell you that went on since I talked to you last. But the main thing, I've had a great deer season. I ended up killing 6 does.
Wow, nice. Well, you're a doe guy. You're not necessarily a buck guy, but that's okay.
No, and I was lucky. I didn't have to even watch any big bucks go by this year really close. It didn't make me wish I could have shot one.
Well, I remember when we were on your property rabbit hunting with Charles Rodney.
Now I know who Bob is.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Bob. Yeah. Yeah, and Charles wrote a nice article, didn't he, in Better Beagling or one of those magazines?
Yeah. Frame that magazine and put it up in Bob World there. I'll have it in the cookhouse.
Yeah, there you go.
Bob World's nice.
Bob World is nice. Bob World is the ultimate man cave. It's a separate building.
Yeah.
I wish I had one. What?
Your rabbit dinner. I actually killed a rabbit last week. So we can have rabbit dinner now. I'll have you guys over and I'll cook you a rabbit dinner on the cook stove.
Oh, I can't wait.
And better than that, I killed 4 quail.
Nice.
Oh, I love quail.
Nice.
First time that I've really hunted a farm for quail in like 30 years, you know.
Right.
He's got another Brittany, so we both took our dogs out. I took my Uncle Buddy. He's like 80-some years old. He's always shot quail all his life. And we ended up finding 2 coveys. And I said, let's kill a few of these birds. So we actually managed to kill 4.
We were talking about that the other day because our old property, there was always quail on it, and there's no quail anymore.
Nope.
So
with all that cover, they're hard to find even at my place. I mean, I know they're there, but there's so many places they can hide, you know.
Yes, no question. No, yeah, you got a good hidey hole over there for all those rabbits. And they know where all the groundhog holes are, too.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And I sent a picture of that was called the duck.
That was a cool picture.
Yeah.
I don't know if I showed Robin that one or not, but
no.
I will. It was a picture of a peregrine falcon that caught a mallard in flight.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's terrific. Bob, you got to write an article on hunting with raptors.
Yeah, that writing isn't my high point.
Well, then maybe we have to interview you.
Maybe Alan can write it. He can interview.
I can write that story. That's no problem at all. So.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys go. And don't forget, you know, when you get a chance to come out there, even that guy, when he ducks, the ducks just haven't been showing up around my place yet. So I don't know if they're going to come back. You know, when it gets a little warmer, they'll start showing up a little bit.
This weather's just got things all screwed up. No question.
It's not been good for ducks. No ducks. I did kill a goose. I went goose hunting one time. I did kill a goose. So I got a goose in a freezer, actually.
Oh, good. Got it.
All right. Well, I'll let you go.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Take care, buddy. There goes Bob. Got a text from Randy. Randy said that some of the guys I work with have shot last couple of weeks the deer that have dropped their horns already.
I heard somebody else saying that.
The some of the deer have dropped their racks already? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says it's a little early for that to happen. I tend to agree with him. And then Chris has texted me. He's still got a couple nice bucks on his property. Haven't been seeing anything, trying to take two more does before the end of the year. They've disappeared, all nighttime stuff. I think that's what's happened to the bucks over at our Queen Anne's place, that I think everything's gone nocturnal. Probably gonna try and see where they're moving over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Might put a camera trap up or something like that. We'll see. Not sure.
Whatever you want.
Not sure we're going to do that or not. So, you're really into this show this morning. I can tell.
I'm here. I'm right here.
Any callers on the line, Chris? Hello, Chris.
Maybe Chris is answering a phone call.
He's taking the call. Yeah, he's taking a call. Well, while he's doing that, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit. Number 9, they're 410-242-6108 is their phone number. That's for sure. They are your full-line Browning dealer. I talked about a couple of the waterfowl shotguns, but you know what? Deer season being over, maybe your firearm just didn't. Maybe it just left you cold. If you're a rifle hunter, maybe your firearm just did not work out for you. Well, if you're in a rifle county, it means you could be taking a long-range shot. So the Browning folks came up with the AB3 Stalker Long Range. It's built on the A-bolt frame, and it's a SHOT Show special at the 2019 SHOT Show. It's got a heavier, sporter weight 26-inch barrel. It's got a threaded muzzle. It'll accept a muzzle brake or a muzzle cap, or comes with a muzzle brake, but it'll also accept a suppressor as well. Doesn't come with it, but it'll accept it. So, it comes in 6.5 Creedmoor, 308, 7mm Remington Mag, and 300 Win Mag. And it's a very reasonably priced long range rifle from the folks at Browning, the AB3 Stalker Long Range. You're going to want to get a set of sticks or tripod or bipods or something to shoot this firearm, but it'll reach out there and do what it needs to do. Now, there's the X-Bolt, if you want to step up a little bit to the X-Bolt. Extremely accurate bolt action, big game hunting perfection. The X-Bolt, you got to handle this gun. They're gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous for the old school guys that like the walnut stock and the pretty wood and all that stuff. I mean,
that's what
just,
I like.
Yeah, me too. Me too. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. It's a good gun. Put some good optics on it, and it will be probably the last rifle you ever need to buy. 410-242-6108. Those are both Browning firearms, the AB3 Stalker Long Range and the X-Bolt, from your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They've been around since 1957. Me too. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com's website. Open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all at Clyde Sports Shop, and they'll be getting ready for fishing here shortly, and we'll bring you all that information as well. Clyde Sports Shop. Let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island. They are the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and there's a reason. It's a giant store. They've got a lot of stuff for fishing and hunting. And they have some good sales. And they have some sales on 10-point Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett crossbows. Of course, they do carry the Raven, the R26 and R29. This is the hottest crossbow going out there. They got the Mission crossbows, the Sub 1 XR. They carry the Matthews Vertex bows and others, but the Matthews new bows, the new bow line will be out here shortly. They've announced them, and if you go to the Matthews website, you'll see some of the new models on that. Now, here's a good sale, 20% off all tree stands, ladders, climbers, and lock-ons right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. They do have all the waterfowl stuff. You guys going waterfowl hunting again this coming week, last couple weeks of the season? Largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. They got steel shot and plenty of gear and camo. Camo by Banded. They make waterfowl camo clothing. Avery decoys. Firearms and ammunition by Remington, Chiappa, Savage. Muzzleloaders by CVA and Thompson Center. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Scentlock clothing. large selection of clothing and boots, and thousands of hunting accessories, all located off Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road when you come across the bridge, not far across the bridge, right there in Kent Island, 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland, and that's 410-604-2500. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is waiting to take care of your request for whatever you need for waterfowl or deer or any kind of hunting and fishing, Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, and you can't afford to miss it. The Great American Outdoor Show. February 1st through the 9th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. Pursue your adventure. February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg. Get your tickets at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Right now, he's probably out grazing with the corn-fed doe, and he's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably checking her scent for a little estrus, and he's willing to get risky. Right now, he's probably up behind her near the salt lick, right where I got his photo.
I like that one.
Do you like
it? I think we got James on the line.
That's true. We have James on the line.
Ah, good morning, James. How are you this morning?
All right, Alan. How are everybody?
Everybody good. How about you?
I'm blessed. I am truly blessed.
What can we do for you?
Me from down at the Blaze Orange down in Memphis all the time.
I do. I know who you are.
All right. I want to
make man. Yeah. Out there at Marriottsville, too.
Yes. Still there.
Are you? Good.
I am. Mm-hmm. Yes. I want to get in the club, into the ticket drawing.
Yeah.
And I need to know, are we going to have the Blaze Orange this year?
We are not.
We're not going to have it.
Not going to have it.
Oh.
Not gonna have it. No blazing camo day today. This year, no benefit as planned. But I will say this.
Okay.
I will say this. Mr. Miles will be standing in the gap for hunters in Annapolis this year.
All right.
The Maryland Hunting Coalition is in transition. Better days ahead.
Better days ahead, hopefully. Good.
What do you think about that?
I love it. We need some better days.
We have. We got them coming, so there you go.
I have one more question.
All right, Jake.
A few, about a year ago, you tried a hex suit.
I did a what?
The camo, hex camo suit.
Yes.
How did that work out for you?
It was all right. It was okay. I mean, camo's camo, and you know, it performs like just about any other camo. I mean, here's my deal with camo: as long as you got your outline broken up and you stay still, it's all good. I move very slowly, even with a blaze orange hat and vest on. I move very slowly in the stand. When I've got deer within, I don't blink an eye when I've got deer within 100 yards. And I only move my eyes, and I only move my head or my hands or whatever whenever they're not looking at me. When they're looking at me, you can't move. I've got two does on the property I call the gruesome twosome. If I ever wanted to shoot a doe out of revenge, those two would be the first to go. One in particular, the leader. We call her the antagonist. We call her the whatever we call her. It's not very nice names. But no matter where I'm at on the property, and they come by a lot because they travel a lot, she's got me pegged. I don't know if it's – I don't know what it is. It's deer radar of some kind. But, you know, she has busted me more times than I care to tell you about, and I fooled her the other day. She came in the woods, and she looked straight at me, and she was about 80 yards. She looked straight at me, ears forward, you know, the old, I'm going to stand here like a statue and stare at this guy till he moves, and I didn't move. And she put her head down and started feeding. So her partner, however, my nemesis part two, tail flared, tail went up, and both of them trotted off. So the gruesome twosome has just, they've escaped so far because I don't want to deal with the doe when I'm on the hunt for the one. Let's put it that way. I don't want to mess that up. So they've been giving me trouble since November. But to answer your question, you got to stay still no matter what the camo. Anything will work. You know what I was looking at the other day? I was in a rural farm or somewhere, and somebody came in dressed in Canadian camo, which is a dark green color, and it's the digital stuff, and it's pretty cool looking stuff. I guess if you wanted to do that for spring turkey or something like that, that'd be fine. It's real dark, or if you had a spot where there's a lot of, you know, green briar cover, a lot of cover, like you know, leaf cover early in the season, that would work well. And I kind of went online and looked at that to see if that was available. And there are some wholesale places that carry that. But these soldiers, Canadian, Royal Canadian, whatever they call themselves in the Army up there, very cool looking camo, digitized camo, kind of like the Marines are using right now. So, yeah, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, very well.
Yeah.
So. I appreciate it.
No problem, buddy. Appreciate the call.
What I drink a lot of apple juice.
Okay.
And it works well.
It works well?
Yes, it does. You got to breathe.
Yeah?
If you're breathing out apples, it works very well.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. So you drink apple juice when you're in the when you're deer hunting, and it comes out in your breath as apple scent.
Yes.
How do you like that, Robin? That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
I was going to say, you just learned a new trick.
That's a new trick, yeah. There used to be gum that you could buy for $4 a pack. That was a chlorophyll gum that would freshen your breath and make it natural smelling, you know. So, wonder if anything made from hops would work. Hops, barley.
It'll get them drunk and fall in the field.
Right.
All right, James, I'll take that apple. I'll start carrying that apple juice with me.
It works. To kid you not.
I believe you.
They always come from where you don't want them to come, downwind.
Well, they always do. No question. Yep, no question. So, fortunately, on the one thing about this farm, the south wind, when I got, like we've had most of the season, it blows into the field that I'm watching, and I've got to use something to cover that, whether it's, you know, one of these aerosol scent sprays or nose jammer or something like that, because, you know, it just seems to blow right to where they're coming from. Of course, like you said, they always come from downwind. So thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate the apple juice tip.
And I'll see you up at the show.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
Thanks, James. Take care. Bye-bye. Anybody else there, Chris?
No, sir.
Nobody online.
Nobody else on the line.
Well, well, well. Well, I know I talked to some folks this, you know, I talked to anybody and everybody if they've got camo on or something and they've been hunting and we run into each other getting a coffee at Rural Farms, you know, the conversation starter is, how's your season? And it's this or it's that. And, you know, and everybody seems to be commiserating the weather this year. You know, what's happened? Where are the deer? And we get all the reasons. Full moon, south wind, rain, east wind, north wind. North wind's not bad, actually. What do you think's going on out there, dear listeners, as far as the deer? Have they all gone nocturnal by now with all the people in the woods and all the presence and all the human scent in the woods and that type of thing? I mean, I don't know.
I'm doing a snow dance.
You're doing a snow. You want snow? I know. I'd love to have snow. Yesterday morning was nice and cool, but south wind, and then it warmed up. It warmed up yesterday afternoon. Now, like I said, I've been seeing deer. I wanted to take a doe. I could do that. That's easy enough. But I haven't seen an antlered buck since that one I took in the muzzleloader season. So yeah, that
was a couple weeks ago.
Was that the first day of muzzleloader or the first weekend? I can't remember.
I was still sick. I don't remember.
Yeah, I know you were. Well, you got sick right before Christmas, so.
Yeah, but it was sometime.
Was that the day you got sick?
No, I don't think so.
Was
I got
it before?
Sick.
It was.
No, I got sick on the 20th.
Yeah, was that the day I shot the deer? Might have been.
I don't think so.
No? Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
I guess I could go back into my app here, my Access DNR app, and look at my trophy room and see when I took that deer. And that deer was taken.
That'd take me less time than going back in these text messages, trust me.
Let's see. I know. Oh, there it is. 12/21. That's the day you were sick.
Yep.
You got sick the day before. Yep. 12/21. So, anybody on the line there, buddy?
Yes, sir. We've got Camo Preacher.
Camo Preacher.
Hey
Russ. How you doing, buddy?
Robin.
Good morning.
How you doing, Russ?
I'm doing well. Doing really well.
Have you moved yet?
We are in the process. We are not interested in hurting ourselves with a big truckload, so... We're making some trips back and forth. I've got some unfinished business here in the Baltimore area. I got to finish up with a couple of churches that I've been ministering at. And so my official first Sunday up there will be the 26th. But I'm looking forward to finishing up leading worship at Inverness Presbyterian Sunday and then Eastern Assembly. They're going to send us out. And so we're really excited about everything that's happening. It's all good.
I can't remember. Are you in Fairmount? Is that where you're going?
Kingwood. It's not far from Fairmount.
But right. We looked up how far it was to see if we could come up there for one of your dinners.
Yeah, 3.5 hours from here.
Right.
From where we are. So,
hey, yeah, you're all the way through Maryland, and then yes. What route out of Maryland after you hit?
After you get on Interstate 68 and you pass Oakland and you pass the Maryland line.
Yep.
Roughly 10 miles or so, you get to Route 26.
Yep, know where it is.
Hang a left about 10 miles and you're right downtown Kingwood.
Yep, I know where it is. I used to go over there many moons ago, and several marriages ago. I had a buddy who was in the wholesale meat business, and he had a handful of probably 12 or 13, I think they were called Foodland stores, that he would deliver wholesale meat and cheese to, and we'd make the run down through West Virginia on a Tuesday morning and deliver big boxes of shank meat from Australia and big wheels of rolls of cheese to these grocery stores. So that was.
Well, we went to West Virginia last time we were up there. Yeah, we really enjoyed it.
We went to Morgantown last year.
Well, then you passed right. Yeah.
Yeah, we went right by there.
Another 20 miles west from where we are. In fact, the church I'm pastoring is on Morgantown Road, Route 7.
There you go. Cool.
So that if you don't want to go up the 10 miles to the interstate, you can just take Route 7 straight on out there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful country. Awesome country. So one of the reasons I was calling was, you know, the guy who was talking about the apple juice.
Yes.
I just want to share a true story. The best buck I ever shot was an experiment down in PG County. I bought one of those apple-scented stick-ups that you put in your trash can lid.
Uh-huh, yep.
And I set it underneath my tree stand. So I was sitting on, you know, the seat with it stuck underneath me.
Right.
And I am pretty sure that scent drew that buck in. And just to test my theory, 3 days later, I had another buck come in, and then I kept having does come in. And I'm sure they were trying to find the source of that apple.
Interesting.
Where it was. And I, you know, maybe it's a fluke, I don't know, but it just seems a little too coincidental. I mean, he was heading to me like he had a bullseye.
Yeah, and he did, apparently.
And, you know, I'm sitting in the tree stand. It didn't really matter too much how much the wind was because it was fluctuating. You know, wind changes in the morning in one direction, afternoon it's in another. So, but, yeah, it was like he caught a whiff of something and just came straight for me. In fact, the second buck, I know he knew I was there. He didn't care. He was coming after that apple.
So, got it.
I just throw that out there.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that.
God bless you, Robin. I'm so glad to hear that you're doing better. We've been praying for you.
I know, and I appreciate every bit of it.
A lot of people have, and we greatly appreciate that. No question.
It was.
So I'll still be listening out there. I sent you a picture of my little radio.
I saw that. Yep, I saw that. That's pretty cool.
So, well, at some point, sometime,
and you put a picture online of the. I'm sorry, Robin. I didn't mean to step on.
Sometime, somehow, we're going to try to get out there and visit them because I just love that area.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, I've already gotten permission for 175 acres out there.
Nice.
So you let me know, brother.
All right, man. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. How much we okay time-wise there, Chris?
Well, I was about to say we should get our second break in real soon, and it's short compared to the first.
Yeah, it is a short break, no question. So. Why don't I do Clyde's and then we'll throw the break in there whenever you can. I want to talk. I'll do Clyde's and talk to Fran. How's
all
that?
Right, that's fine because it's all set up and ready to go.
Ready to go. Okay. Good. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. We're going to talk about fishing.
Cool.
Perch run coming on. Okay. They've got the fishing hotline. I believe they still have the fishing hotline set up. 247-FISH. Somebody can test that and let me know.
I'll let you know next week.
No, one of our listeners can call 247-FISH and text me or call in and see if the fishing hotline's set up. The perch run's about to begin. They're going to be getting set up for all the early fishing seasons, the trout season, the perch season. They've got all the baits for panfish, all the baits for trout, all the tackle. And I guess soon we'll be talking about their sale coming up. We'll see. But Look, if you're getting ready for fishing, you need a fishing license, you need rod, reel, anything like that. You need your tip put on your rod that you broke off in your car door last year, or you need a new guide. You especially need to get some new line wound on there because, you know, it gets nicked up. The first 100 yards of it gets nicked up in things that you don't even see in the water. So go get your line replaced. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Take a look. Get some spinners. Get some trout bait. Get some perch bait. Get some night crawlers and some grass shrimps and blood worms and all that stuff, and you'll be good to go. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. All right, Chris, let's talk to Fran on the line.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, girl. How are you?
Oh, let me tell you. First of all, glad to hear your voice again, Robin.
It is so good to be back.
Strong, yeah, that sounds good. But look, I have a couple things I want to tell you about. First of all, the camo preacher.
Okay. Yeah, Russ.
Mm-hmm. A new one.
Okay. Hold on a second, I just switch phones. The camo preacher, I want to wish him congratulations and the best, okay? Hello?
We're here. Oh, we're listening.
I thought he cut me off. We switched phones. Okay, and the best for where you're going. Appreciate that. Second thing was, I called about the apple juice.
Okay.
I didn't know you didn't know about the apple juice.
you mean drinking it so your breath
she
smells like apple?
I'm talking about for the deer. I learned that when I went hunting a couple years ago in Indiana. Let me tell you, they love the smell of that so much, they almost come up and put their face in the blind. It works. I'm serious.
Oh, they're going to sell out of apple juice in Easton before he gets to hunt.
I am serious. You have apple juice on your breath, or sure. I'm telling you, they get a whiff of it, and they're like, where is it, you know? So,
well, why would I stop with just drinking it? Instead of putting out all this doe scent and all this ester scent, why don't I just put out a big old sponge with apple juice on it and hang it in a tree?
Let me tell you, try it.
Yeah, don't worry.
You think I'm kidding? The grocery stores in Easton better start stocking up.
And look, another thing I want to say real quick is I thought to myself when I heard you talking about the camo day and the bank, whatever, I thought, you know, I am so glad that while I could do what I wanted to do, I took advantage of the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I have all my little caps on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pack them, you know, and I've got my T-shirts, my caps. And
yep.
I went to Harrisburg because you talked about
it. I know you did.
Yep. And I said, you know what? You cannot let the parade pass you by.
Yep.
Because you don't know what year, what day. You may not be able to do it like you did, but I'm so glad that I took advantage of the information and the knowledge and enjoyed those things. I will have those memories for the rest of my life.
Yep.
Awesome.
Well, nice. I can tell you, I can tell you this. There was a meeting this week, and the Maryland Hunting Coalition is, shall we say, metamorphosing, like the caterpillar turning into the butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not driving the bus anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'm probably going to change the oil, rotate the tires every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the way it went. And as I mentioned earlier, Bill Miles will be representing hunters in the halls of Annapolis, as he's done for the past 14 or 15 years.
Right.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
I'm going to let other people call about it, but I said, oh, I got to call about the apple juice and the things that I'm so happy I took a chance and experienced.
Listen, friend, you were there the whole time along the way, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I appreciate that so much. You were at the last Blazing Camo Day last year, and we always just appreciated your presence and your attitude and everything else. So, you know, keep it up, girl. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be on the air here every Saturday.
Yeah,
so.
Well, Very much. Very good.
All right.
Take care for the new year.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great one, Fran. Good to hear your voice.
Okay. Bye, Robin.
Bye-bye. Let's take our little short commercial break, and we'll be right back on the line with John. How's that sound?
Well, records up and down the 95 corridor. I think we'll be just shy of records today here in Baltimore, but in the ballpark, we are interrupting January for a spring preview here this weekend. Upper 60s this afternoon. Low tonight, very warm, 63 degrees with some rain showers possible. Sunday, partly cloudy, 66, and then a little cooler early next week, Monday, Tuesday, with highs in the 50s and lows in the 40s, but that's still way above average. I'm meteorologist Scott Lariemore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Pursue your adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, and you can't afford to miss it. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it can tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, let's talk to John. Or is it John?
Hey, Alan. Good to hear you back on, too, Robin.
There you go.
Thank you. Good morning.
And, this is for the camo preacher. I remember him. He and I had crossed paths before a few times over the years, and I want to let him know that there's definitely plenty of good places in the Fairmont and Kingwood area as far as deer hunting.
Oh, I have no doubt. And bear, too.
So.
And bear, too.
He'll enjoy himself up there.
Oh, I'm sure he will. I know he will. Yes, indeed. So, and he's got a new muzzleloader to boot. So, yeah, you know he won the muzzleloader contest, right? You knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I don't know how much you've listened here, John, but we had a muzzleloader contest in October, November, and December. We gave three muzzleloaders away, and Russ was the winner of the December drawing, and he's been all over social media with that. So it was in his I don't know if it was fox skin or coon skin cap or one of them, but it was pretty fun to watch him
enjoy
promote
it.
That. So what?
He enjoyed it.
Yeah, he did enjoy it. So. But CVA is a great sponsor. They make a great gun, and we appreciate their participation every year in giving a muzzleloader away. So, There you go. Thank you, John, for the call. I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad that you gave some encouragement to Camo Preacher.
Are you from that area, John?
Yes, I was born in Morgantown. I grew up in Fairmont.
Well, there you go.
Very cool.
Yeah, and it is food land, isn't it, over there?
They're long gone.
Are they?
Yeah, Foodland went out of business, I think, about 10 years ago.
No, that doesn't surprise me. But, yeah, that was quite a route that we did. I think it was, gosh, it was 13 or 16 stops all the way down into central West Virginia. And I do remember how cold it was. It was in February one year, and it was freezing cold. And we were busting out boxes of frozen shank meat to the stores and unloading them. So that was fun. Did that a couple times.
Well,
all right, man, I appreciate the call. I think you're the last caller of the day, or do we have anybody else there, Chris?
Yep, that's it.
That's it. All right. Well, thanks for the call, John.
Thank you, folks.
Well, look, a lot of news today. We're working on getting the rockfish regulations. We do know that it'll probably be May 1st for the trophy season. Probably one fish over 35 inches is what I'm hearing. We do know there's going to be a hot weather closure in August. And not sure on the size limit from May 15th through whatever the rest of the season is. I know that two-week period where they don't open the whole bay, that's going to stay the same. So it's just a move to conserve the species before it gets into trouble. I mean, we have a recovered rockfish fishery, but the spawning success over the last few years has been up and down, been inconsistent. So we're lacking some year classes in there. You know, and some of them are going to take a while to get to legal size, and others are, you know, have been hammered. Some of those big fish have been hammered over the years. So, you know, the commercial fishery up and down the coast, recreational fishery up and down the coast, the hot weather, it all has had its bearing on, you know, the stock. The hot weather in particular, when people are out fishing and, you know, they catch a fish and it's undersized and they throw it back, a lot of those fish don't survive, and that's been the major sticking point. People, you know, out there fishing when it's too hot to fish. They tried to institute the warning system last year. Now they're going to talk about a closure during the hottest 2 weeks of the summer. So, you know, we're, like I said, we're just getting there. So I want to tout Bucks, Bears, and Stags one more time because it's been on our minds, driving everybody crazy with texts and messages this week. But the record book process is underway. We're compiling all those records to format into a book. April 15th will be the final day to measure any buck, black bear, or sitka stag.
Come on.
What?
Give away a set of tickets.
Oh, what's the number?
5.
Number's 5. Who's our winner on 5 there, Chris?
James Ross.
James Ross. Okay, great. James Ross. All right, text me his phone number. We'll call James Ross. James, if you're listening, well, we'll be in touch. Well, there's the music, babe.
I know.
Thanks for joining us.